I know I'm working. Good evening, everybody. This is Gordon, W2-Tango-Tango-Tango. And this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net, K2BAR. The purpose of this net is to exchange technical ideas of interest to amateur radio operators, whether or not it's directly related to amateur radio, electronics, telecommunications, computing, and things that depend on those things, which is virtually everything in our society. So, pretty much all subjects are fair game. Format of this net is a little different than most. We start by doing an orderly check-in by call sign group with the call sign, the name, whether or not you have a question, comment, or none of the above. And we do encourage you to check in, even if you have no question or comment, because sometimes things become steered your way because of your presence. Certain subjects that are known to be of interest might, or potentially of interest to you, might be brought up. So we do encourage your participation, even if you weren't planning on asking a question or providing a comment. So do keep that in mind. Alrighty, with that in mind, let's begin these proceedings. We'll start with, where that whistling sound is coming from. Boy, that's annoying. Hold on. Did I hear a whistle? No? That's not it. So, I don't know what that is. Is there a whistle on my signal? It's W2TTT.
None that I can hear.
Yeah, there's something going on here. All right.
Those voices in your head, Gordy.
Very fine. So, stations wishing to check in, whose call signs begin with a kilo, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment or not, above.
Kilo 2, Delta Sierra Lima, David, and I have a simple question.
Good evening, David. Alrighty. Whatever it is, it just made it go away. That's interesting. It might have been something from my computer that was coupled into the audio locally here. Any other kilos, please call K2BAR. Call sign name, whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above.
WG2Y, none of the above. K2ZO, and I have a question and a little trivia question.
KF2ID, Ben, none of the above.
Trivia question, so I'll note that. So we're looking for kilo stations, so please, stations from the kilo, please call K2BAR.
KA2BDU, Helmut, and I do have a question.
Boy, 3 for 3, I'm good. All right. Any other kilo stations, please call K2BAR.
K2RPC, Ken, I have a question.
Ken, that's K2RPC, is that correct, with the question?
Correct.
Well, welcome aboard. Ken, real quick, where are you?
Got cut off, Gordon.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was a little too quick on the mic. Ken, where are you checking in from?
I'm in Portland.
Very good. Okay, thank you very much. I got your question noted. Okay, any other kilo stations, please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is KC2BYB. Richard, no questions or comments at this time.
Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Romeo X-ray, no questions, Gordon.
2AMI, Tony.
Whoa!
No questions.
Okay, guys, we're going to do this one at a time, please, because it's just, I can't do this. W2TTT, I'm actually typing this, so I'm not just typing your call sign, I'm grabbing more. So, let's see. Let's slow it all down here. KC2PUIB, no questions. KC2ORX, no questions. K2AMI, Tony, what was your status?
I have a comment to make. It's an information.
Okay, no problem, Tony. I was just getting way behind here. And, I prefer stations one at a time, if you don't mind, guys. It's just a little easier to handle. But no problem, Tony. I got your comment. And I think I got the other guy's status right. They can correct me if I'm not correct in that regard. All right. With a comment. So, alrighty. All right. Any other Kilo stations, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or a comment.
KC2TEL, name is Bob. No questions, no comments.
Bob, very good. KC2TEL, welcome aboard again. K2BAR, anybody else with a Kilo call?
Comments or questions. I called before, but I don't know if you can...
Okay, several stations there. KF2ID, Ben. No questions or comments?
Questions or comments?
Okay, very good. Any other Kilos?
Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Golf Foxtrot.
BAR, you have a question or a comment?
No question, no comment. This is Rachel.
I got it, Rachel. Not a problem. All right, very good. Any other Kilo stations?
K2, Zulu, Charlie, Dave, no questions or comments.
Yes, good evening, Dave. Welcome aboard. Any other Kilos?
AO2, okay. No question.
That's the second or third time I've worked with you this week, Bennett. Good evening to you. Okay, anybody else with a Kilo? Okay, November stations, please call K2BAR.
NS2Quaid, NS2K that is. No question at this point.
Whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above.
You doubled with Jim, NS2K.
NS2K. Good evening, James. Your status, sir?
No question at this point.
Okay, received. Thank you. Any other November stations? Okie doke. Any Alpha stations, please call K2BAR. Okay, any Whiskey stations, please call K2BAR. With your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above.
W2JEK, Don, no comment.
Okay, very good. Don, I have a question for you, and that is the date, April 17th, it's a Friday evening. I was wondering if you would like to run a test session associated with a course again. I don't know if that's on your existing scheduled date, which is another question that comes to mind, but anyway, we'll get to that in due time. Any other Whiskey stations with questions, comments, confusions, please call K2BAR. Okay, any other Whiskey stations? One more time, K2BAR.
WG2Y.
Bruce, do you have any questions or comments for that?
Not as of yet, Gordon.
No problem. All right, very good. Any other Whiskey stations, please call K2BAR. Any other station, any call sign, with your call sign, your name, and whether or not you have a question or comment or none of the above for the net, please call K2BAR. Okay. I'd like to register one question. I'll even tell you what the topic is, but I'll take it last, and that is, I'm looking for some advice about fairly large solar panels that I can use to charge a 12-volt battery bank. Where can I get them reasonably and inexpensively without spending more for shipping than I would for the panel? And I'm looking at one to two panels, I guess, depending on capacity, and ultimately upgraded to maybe four. I know the question of a charge controller is at play. Certainly above two panels, and I just like to get people's opinions about that, if anyone has any thoughts. And we'll just put that aside for now, and we'll start with our first question of the evening, K2DSL. David, your question, K2BAR.
K2BAR, K2DSL, I think it's a straightforward, simple question. I work the station who is, I guess what we would call portable. So the call sign that he sent out was, as I look for it, Fox 5 Radio Alpha Victor stroke 6W. So he's a France station who is in Senegal, and I worked him on sideband. Isn't it more appropriate that he was 6W stroke Fox 5 Radio Alpha Victor and not the other way around? So I'm just wondering if it matters, and if so, which one's the right way? Back to that.
Okay, well, the new format is to put the call sign of operation, I mean, probably the country of operation first. However, if that's what he was told to do by the administration he's operating under, then he's going to do what he's told, assuming that's what happened.
Comment.
Go ahead, Jim.
The answer you gave, I believe, is correct, that you do 6W whatever, 6W5, and then the call sign. However, that's not the way it used to be. The rule was you used your call, and then you attached it at the end. But the ITU decided to change that a few years back. So some people never get the word. But the answer is he's probably, you know, going under the old idea. But the answer is you do the country of origin first.
In this case, the country of origin is Senegal, not France. So whatever the Senegalese want him to do is what he should do. And that's my guess as to what's doing. It could be he didn't get the memo and they don't care. It could be they didn't get the memo and they do care. And that's why he's doing what he's doing. So it's all unclear. But check it both ways and see what happens. Either way, it's not a big problem.
Well, the real reason and I guess it's probably similar with most logging programs, it's auto-detecting certain things like what country it is and everything and populating your logging program with it. And when I use it as stroke 6W, obviously it doesn't. And if I use it as 6W stroke and as call sign, it does. And that's how I've normally seen it. I've only seen something afterwards if it was like slash P for portable, slash M for mobile, or slash MM for marine mobile, or if they were working in a different call area from what their call sign was, then it would be the call sign, like when I was in North Carolina, it was my call sign stroke 4. So I was just wondering if it even mattered, and I guess it kind of does matter, but I'm fine with it. I just figured I'd throw it out as a question. Back to them.
Okay, well, consider this, David. If you want to log it as 6W stroke, blah, 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 that's fine. I would put in your notes that he identified as Fox 5, blah, 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 stroke 6W. I just put that in the comments, so that way you're covered both ways.
Yeah, I did. I did exactly that. And I see it spot, the guy spotted because he's been on the DX cluster a lot. And people are spotting them both ways, the way he's saying it, and then the way I also figured it should be, which was a 6W stroke in his call sign. He's getting spotted both ways on the cluster. But enough, you got a lot of questions tonight, so back to that.
W2JK with a question about that.
Hi, Doc.
Depending on whether you want to just do this log of the world thing for QSL, or you want to send him a card in the mail by a manager or through his home QTH in France, you know, that might be what really makes the difference is how you do that. Actually, I don't think it matters to the fellow if you're sending him a paper postcard, a QSL card, but if you're dealing with the log of the world, that might be another kettle of fish. If you have to deal with that the way it wants to be dealt with, if that's what you're doing at QSL, back to that.
Yeah, Don, thank you. I actually did upload it both. I set it to what he sent me. I uploaded it to Logbook of the World and EQSL, and then I set it back to what I thought it should be, and I again uploaded it both to EQSL and Logbook of the World. So exactly for the reason you said, in case he actually does do it that way, I should be good to go. Thank you. Back to that.
Okay, good point. Anybody else? K2BAR. K2ZO, K2BAR.
Okay, K2BAR, K2ZO. I have two questions. One is for you, Gordon. You mentioned the other night the ordering for the software-defined radio, that version 9 receiver that you and I both want to build, the one that Rachel's building. I think you said that that was not available. I couldn't order that until the end of the month. For some reason, I got the impression that I could probably order it now. I wonder if you can clarify that. And the other question I had, the trivia question, is what is a static modulator? You're old. You'll know the answer. Back to you.
Wow, I've heard the term, which is even more exciting, about the last item. I'm not sure. To answer your first question, at first they said you could order them after the 15th of the month. Then he said that, well, because of other backlogs, you could order them at the end of the month. That's what I saw on the SoftRock 40 email list. So, if I'm wrong or misinterpreted the email, then so be it. I would be very happy to be wrong. The other thing is I want to make sure I get it with the appropriate goodies so I can tune down to at least 500 kilohertz, if not lower. That would be my preference. I don't care so much if it goes above 30 megahertz, but at least I'd like to extend the range down into the AM broadcast band and maybe a little below. Okay, I'm cheating here, but I got to tell you, what I'm reading here is not old, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Oh, here we go. Oh, really? Okay, I'll shut my mouth. K2BAR. Go ahead. Anybody want to take a shot at it?
I guess I didn't go far enough, though.
I'm sorry, who is that?
I was looking it up also, but I think in the details of what I was seeing, and I guess I didn't go far enough.
Okay. Going once, going twice, going three times. Anybody want to take a shot at it before we hand it back to Jim?
KC2SGS.
Go ahead, Rachel.
That's the ignition component for a car to give you the spark to ignite the spark plug to cause the engine to run.
Perhaps I'm not going to spoil what I'm finding here. Because I think Jim has probably something that's a little more clear. So, Jim, we'll say uncle.
Okay. Well, Rachel, you were close. the first radios back in the 20s, to implement a simple diode type noise limiter. The noise limiter was called a static modulator. And I was just looking at a very, very old receiver. And that's what the switch on the front panel said. And of course I was a little bit confused, but it turned out that that's what it was, a static modulator. And that was the noise limiter. So there you go. How about, what is a harmonic telegraph? Back to that.
Okay, without looking it up on Google, anybody want to take a shot at harmonic telegraph?
You should know that, Gordon.
Yeah, I'm almost brain dead. I know the phrase, and I'm just, never mind. I'm just going to shut up.
Almost?
Yeah, what you said. Unlike some people, I have a great sense of humor about myself, so it's okay. Self-deprecation is a form of humor. Okay, Jim, tag your it.
Okay. One of my oddball hobbies is looking at patents. For the reason is that my daughter has a couple of patents pending and is working on another one. So I do a lot of looking. Anyway, the harmonic telegraph was what Alexander Graham Bell called his first telephone. How about that?
Yeah. God, I feel silly. So let me ask you a question, Jim. Is your daughter patenting things as a sole proprietor, or is she work for a company and therefore is going through a company?
She's a very brilliant girl, and I've been making some of her prototypes for her. And she has something right now. Every month she receives a check. How about that?
Oh, really? That's cool. Can you talk about it? Has the patent number been issued?
It was eventually sold off and not even patented. The other thing that she's working on will probably be patented. I'll send you an email on it.
Very nice, yeah. So, company bought her idea. That's an excellent thing. It's a subject near and dear to my heart because last year I submitted some ridiculous number of patent submissions in our internal process where I work, and a huge percentage of them were decisions to pursue to the patent office. And, you know, one by one, they're getting there. In fact, I had one go there today. But, you know, sometimes even our own internal process is as Byzantine as the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office is. So it is a subject of great interest of mine. And some of them are amazingly simple. And what, no one thought of this? Oh, my Lord. Anyway, neither here nor there. You should see it when the internal guys say, oh, I can't believe no one did this. Or my favorite one is the outside patent attorney who does a review for the company goes, really, I looked at this and I couldn't find anything. It's like, yeah, how about that? That's kind of the point. And we're not allowed to research them on our own, by the way. That's considered a no-no for inventors. You don't research prior art for fear that you might be accused of copying it. So I'm very, very careful about that. And anyway, new subject. Let's go to Helmut's question. KA2BDU, K2BAR.
KA2BDU. Thank you, Gordon, and good evening to all. And here's my question. How dangerous are lithium polymer batteries compared to nickel metal hydride batteries? Back to Ned.
None of them should be cooked in the microwave, Helmut.
Okay. Well, if you mishandle either, my suggestion is Kevlar. I don't know if you can hear that, but the devil scored. I'm watching it on the tube in mute. My son is downstairs two floors away celebrating the tying goal. Anyway, so the upshot here is that, good Lord, I forgot your question. Oh, nickel metal hydride and lithium ion. Neither should be mistreated in charge mode or discharge mode, but in particular charge mode. I had a pack, and I think I talked about this last week, but I'll be brief. I had a pack that I accidentally overvoltaged, and it cooked and blew up, I guess a week ago last Sunday night or one night, I can't remember which. And it blew up and threw shrapnel all over God's green earth and a lot of black carbon everywhere. On a previous occasion when this had occurred, in a different failure mode, but the same basic concept. Had taken a chunk out of my wall, just for your reference, in a couple of different places. However,
What was sobering about this one, here I am in my skivvies running up here trying to figure out, you know, gee, what happened? Did anything, do I have any hot items near things that could cause fire and things like that? So I take care of that. I chucked what remained of the pack about 8 feet away from me on the floor. And about 5 minutes later, as I was, you know, removing a lot of black carbon from all sorts of places I didn't like it, another cell that I had just chucked on the floor went off. So it had not cooled down fast enough to prevent a subsequent failure. So my advice is, if you have an exploded pack, get it into a location such that if a subsequent cell blows up, that it's not going to hurt you. 8 feet away, that's when the second cell went off, or the second set of cells went off, the one, it hit my ankle and left me with a nice ding just behind my ankle bone in the soft tissue of my one foot, and had me hobbling around for about two or 3 days, and I had a 10-mile, very rugged hike to do this past Saturday, and so the good news, everything healed up by then, but it certainly left an interesting bruise for that period. Anybody else want to comment about these matters? I just, other than say that lithium ion are more difficult to charge because of their, they have to be charged in a balanced way as opposed to nickel metal hydride, which can be charged in a stack pretty much as you use them. But, you know, there's all sorts of special stuff inside of a lithium ion pack to equalize the charging on cells in charge mode. So, anyway, anybody else want to make a comment, please call K2BAR.
K2RPC.
K2RPC, are you on the output?
Also Lily Polly, or Lily,
That's a good question. Is my signal going down?
No, you're fine.
Okay. W2TTT. So which lithium are you inquiring about? Tell me, which lithium cells are you inquiring about? Lithium polymer or lithium, what was the other one?
Lithium ion or lithium polymer? Helmet?
Lithium polymer.
Okay, that's right. So what he said. Gordon, back to you.
Okay. Any other comments or on the subject?
We're talking about the safety of the things as being overcharged, or whether we're talking about what they're going to do to the environment. Remember, cadmium is one of the nasty poisons you don't want to get involved with.
This is Ken, K2RPC. Do I have it?
Go ahead, Ken.
Okay, helmet. I use the polymer within, you know, in my airplane, and you use a special charger, and believe it or not, things will explode. Not charged properly. You can't let them discharge to a certain point, and I charge mine in a ceramic kiln. Some people have gun boxes, the ammo boxes, and various things they charge them in. Things do explode. People will be back to work.
Yeah, well, I'll add one more postscript to the secondary cell explosion, and that was that I had a pitcher of water, which I keep up here in the shack for doing, you know, light housekeeping, you know, just that way it doesn't get dusty or yucky, and it's a sealed pitcher, and I keep it on the floor underneath the desk, and one of the cells, when it shattered, went right through that pitcher like it was nothing. And went in one side through the water, which was about 6 inches of water, and out the other side. So we're talking about a lot of force. And as I said, I was 8 feet away and got bruised on my ankle. Okay, to Jim's point, I think the question was nickel metal hydride versus lithium ion or lithium polymer. Lithium polymers are often used, as you know, for aircraft and things like that, because they're really, really light.
But, you know, I don't know what the cadmium, if there's any residual cadmium in them. But, you know, a lot of these things aren't really pleasant to have around. Nickel metal hydride is not too toxic, to my knowledge anyway. It doesn't leave a goo around in the day. It leaves a black residue around, which is very annoying. It gets in everything, and you really have to clean things out. So, for instance, I've opened my my 46 Pro and my 756 Pro 3 just to check them to make sure I didn't have a lot of black stuff inside, which I didn't, which is a good thing. But I didn't turn them on for 2 days because I wanted to get everything down to a dull roar before I turned them back on. So there you go. Any other questions on this topic, please call K2BAR.
K2RPC, Ken.
RPC, go.
Just want to comment, helmet also. You're supposed to store them in sort of a locked area also, just like Gordon was saying, with the lithium ion. The lithium polymers, they look better, but they're very, very explosive.
Yeah, I mean, I like the metal ammo box idea. I really do. And even then, I wouldn't have it in my face. Because if it came through the side of that, I don't want to collect part of that in my face either. But anyway, you get the idea. Alrighty. Jim, anything else you want to follow up with? Pardon me, Helmut, do you have anything else you want to follow up with? Or Jim, either or?
KA2PDU. Thank you, gentlemen. And Ken, I guess you answered my question that I should, what kind of a battery I should use on my model boat. And I may see you at the Ram Show tomorrow. So thanks again, and back to net.
What show tomorrow?
The Model Hobby Show in Westchester, called the Ram Show.
Oh, cool. Okay. Very fine. All right. Our next question is from K2RPC, Mr. Ken. K2BAR.
K2BAR, K2RPC. And just dance the helmet. Yes, helmet. We'll be up there. I'm going with a couple of fellas. And trying to drink Warren up also. I spoke to him. He said maybe he can drink him up. Okay, my question. Right now I'm using a TSA-20. And of course I cannot work K5D. And I can't split the frequency. I was looking at a Yaesu MT450. And I'm wondering whether anyone has any comments on that. And also, can you use an amplifier? Does it have an external relay control? Not a net control.
Anybody have any comments about the Yaesu 450?
Yes, it can do both.
Yeah, personally, I'm partial in that price category to the ICOM 718. But, frankly, that's because the older I get, the more fed up I am with Yaesu's perverse interface requirements. I wish Kenwood had more radios, because I like certain aspects of them. But, barring a Kenwood doing what I want it to do, relatively interchangeably across different things, I'll cheerfully settle for the performance of an ICOM. And I'm not a big fan of Yaesu's personally. Even down to things like the VX series handy talkies, it's just like their interfaces are Byzantine. You have like adapters for adapters. I mean, you know, good lord, you know, things like that. It's ridiculous. But, and the user interface isn't clear as it is for, let's say, a Kenwood HD or ICOM HD or a mobile rig, whatever. So that's my own biases coming out. I'll just say this. I have a 756 Pro 3, a 46 Pro, a 7000, and a 718. And shucks, by and large, I can interchangeably use all the parts. So across a family of radios, I've got high performance within the functional model and the price range. So, I'm a happy boy. So, anybody else want to get into this religious discussion? WSU-CDT, K2BAR.
Okay,
much. Thank you, Jim. And, I would rather lead to it. Ken would also. Unfortunately, though, this is in the price range I was looking for, other than buying a used one, just because of the split. I tried to find a VFO. I couldn't find that for the 820. This one on there for the 830, not the 820. So, anyway, maybe we'll just have to pass this DX by. And thank you very much. D4BC, back to D4BC.
Also a notion of an ICOM 718. I mean, that's comparable to the 450. I think you'd find it to be very nice, and you know, it's very clean. In fact, if you'd like to play with a 718, Fairlawn has two. One is permanently set up and one is in their go kit. So go to the Fairlawn Radio Club on a Friday night and play with their 718. I mean, I have one as well. I like it.
Okay, D4BC. Okay, I wrote it down. I'm going to look it up and take a look. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think because of the 7200's introduction, you'll find them available on the used market at somewhat of a discount. Just an observation. Alrighty, any other comments on this subject, please call K2BAR. A lot of questions tonight, and a lot of extended conversation, and still we're doing well on time. Alrighty, our next contributor is a comment from K2AMI, then we'll take some more check-ins, and we'll take my question about solar panels. I'm looking for guidance on that point. So, Tony, over to you, K2AMI, K2BAR.
I would send an email at OSR.org. An estate sale for ham radio equipment for an older ham near Riverhead. Ham had never joined Zara, but he was 89. He passed away last September or so. His call was W82 Alpha Delta Mike for the K2A Ackerman, Robert Ackerman. He lived at 733 7th Avenue, which is a block away from where Bill James is closest to Continental Avenue. Look in today's record, Bergen Record, under garage sales. You'll find that there is items for sale, including house stuff, as well as they mentioned in the article that this Collins hand radio is obviously a misprint. But he has some Collins equipment. He's got some other stuff. Can't think of the brand name, so hand. Don't know what value it is or how good it is, but the sale will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Starts tomorrow at 10 a.m. I don't know the hours on Saturday and Sunday, but I'm sure it's afternoon. So I was interested in the address is 733 7th Avenue in River Edge, and it's some handbook for sale for me. Over.
Okay. Very good. So that's 733 7th Avenue in River Edge, 10 a.m. mañana, and it was from the estate of WA2 Alpha Delta Mike. Alrighty. Thank you for that. Tony, any other comments on that subject?
Apparently the fellow was very much a CW operator, and there might be equipment up there that's involving a lot of CW work. Again, he was not active with Sarah. He may have been active with 1070, but I never really got to know the fellow very well. He was a plumber in town. There's lots of plumbing equipment also for sale. He broke like tools and so forth that sitting. So multiple goods. If you read under garage sales in the Bergen Record tonight, or today, today's paper, it's a broad explanation of what they're attempting to sell.
Tony, it sounds like a real hose job to me.
What's that?
You go right ahead. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Any other check-ins for the Bergen Amateur Association Technical Net? Anybody is welcome to join in the net. Please call K2BAR. Okay. All right. My question is dealing with solar panels. Just wondering what people have conjured up. In a way, I'm not looking for small panels. I'm not looking for medium charge. I'm looking for current. I'm assuming the means of transportation is, if at all, is a vehicle. so I'm not going to get too crazed over that. And what might there be? Does anybody have any suggestions? Please call K2BAR as to where you can find this stuff, preferably locally.
I'm sorry, Gordon, this is Tony K2AMI, but George, YOH, has purchased several solar panels for his RVs and some portable equipment he had. If you could possibly contact George, he may be a better source. I think it's Northern Distributors or something like that. I think that's where he went, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, we'll check him down on that point. That sounds like a good thing. Just as a, anybody else have any thoughts on the subject?
Okay.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, Mike Bryce, WBHVTE. I think he wrote a book, the ARRL sells, about that stuff. I don't know how much information you have on it already, but it's somebody that doesn't have information which might be interested in that. Now, I have a solar panel that I use every year to charge up a small battery for a QRP transmitter for the Barra's solar natural power bonus. And basically, all this is, it's about an 8x10 panel, and I put it out there for a couple of days, and it charges up a small NiCad, and we make our required Q-cells with it, and it's not much to it, just a panel and a diode to prevent the battery from discharging back into the through the solar panel, and a meter to make sure that I've got some charge going. I don't have any fancy charge controls or anything else, but that's what I've been doing for quite a few years now.
Okay. BRYCE is Mike's name, and it's Whiskey Bravo 8, Victor Golf Echo. That's a good start. All right. Any other ideas on the subject? Okay, well, I'll see if perhaps Mike has it over at Advanced Specialties tomorrow. If he does, great. If he doesn't, well, and I'll fight another day. I'll order it from the league, and it'll get there next week sometime, which is fine, too. Alrighty. In any case, I'm just wondering if there are any other check-ins to the net. Please call K2BAR. Alrighty. Another thing I uncovered today, which I think is very cool, by the way, you might want to take a look at this little toy. Is a device or a piece of software written by Kilo Bravo 8 Whiskey Oscar KB8 Wow, if you will, called the Text Message Gateway. And basically what it is a an entity that you put on a PC under any number of operating systems, including like Windows 98 or XP or whatever, and you can send it touch tones received by, decoded by the sound card, and then it will send out predetermined either emails or text messages, and you'll be able to use it for alerting, club notifications, things like that, which I think is very cool. You can also schedule events to occur irrespective of any input from the radio. Basically, you can just say here, at 8 o'clock in the morning and 5 o'clock at night, let's say on your meeting day, send out a reminder to folks that you have a club meeting or something like that, and it'll appear on whatever email or SMS address you want, which I think is very, very cool. But the fact you also can trigger it touchdown over the air is even cooler, to say the least. So I saw that referenced in this month's e-letter from Rick Palm, K1CE, And I thought, oh man, can I put that puppy to use? So, just another thought. Maybe something interesting for folks to play with. So, any other comments, questions, confusions, please call K2BAR. Half the guys are asleep and half the other guys are reading this stuff online. Alrighty. Well, Don, W2JEK, if you can get back to me about April 17th, that would be most helpful for a test session. If you're not already scheduled and for one and you can free up the time, that'd be awesome. I'm going to run an exact clone of our last class for those who've requested it. And we'll go from there. Any other stations with comments, questions, confusions? Please call K2B Air at this time. I got one announcement regarding our upcoming auction. Okay, reminder, Washington Township, March 1st at noon. March 1st at noon, Westwood High School in Washington Township, where we have a Hamfest, but no Hamfest. The auctioning will begin at 1, but the doors open at noon. I think the Fairlawn Group will be there with their usual hot dog and coffee and soda stand. Bring money. It's a beautiful thing. And we have a lot of laughs. And by the way, our Cub Scout packs a new Cub Master as of next week, as of actually the night before our auction, is a ham. And I think he's KC2ETR, if I remember right. I may be wrong on that. But in any case, he's had his call sign long enough to have renewed once recently, actually. And his name is Joe or Jose. If you get him on the air, I gave him this frequency a couple others to program into his memorizer this morning. So I'm sure in the next couple of days he'll be getting active. So that's pretty cool. So both the Scoutmaster and the Cubmaster of PAC and Troop 139 and Troop 139 will have ham licenses along with one Cub Scout, and not his son, by the way, and a handful of my Boy Scouts. It's kind of cool. So, the other thing I wanted to mention, there's a upcoming CERT course at the County Training Center up in Mawa on, I think, 8 Wednesdays, starting in March, which I guess it would start March 4th. I think that's when the first one is. There are any sessions you can't make. There's also a schedule of other courses that are going on in parallel with it where you can miss, pick up the missing section at another session on another night in another location. And in fact, you can even take the courses there too as well. So it's something else to consider. So, I have no more at this time, so we'll just go one more question round. If anyone has any questions, comments, confusions, please call K2BAR.
K2BAR, tell me the comment.
Sure, David.
I think a lot of people probably know this from, I think, maybe one or two issues ago in QST Magazine. I think it was QST Magazine. Maybe it was CQ. They did an article about a ham operator called John Kanzius, or Kanzius. He was the one who had cancer and in the middle of the night woke up and had this vision of how to do it with nanoparticles and everything. He passed away this past Wednesday. So in case anybody was kind of following that whole story and didn't know, he was 64 and passed away on Wednesday from cancer treatment. Back to that.
Well, that's a shame. Well, he's done an amazing amount of things for his own condition, I'll tell you, and advancing the state of the art. So, you know, no treatment's 100%, but pretty impressive stuff that he was working on, and has all sorts of other implications as well. So thanks for that update. Anybody else have any comments? Alrighty. Well, had a very lively net tonight. Broad spectrum of interest. I'd like to thank K2DSL, K2ZO, K2BDU, K2RPC, KC2PYB, K2RX, K2AMI, KC2TEL, KF2ID, KC2SGF, K K2 Zulu Charlie, KO2 OK, and S2K, W2JK, WG2Y, and this is W2TTT for K2BAR. Thanking the Bergen County FM Association for the use of the repeater and encouraging people to support the Bergen County FM Association, which I believe has their meeting this Sunday night at 7:30, if I recall, at the Red Cross building, so please plan to attend, and if you haven't paid out your dues, bring a check. They'll be glad to take your money. This is K2BAR, all St. Clair, returning the repeater to what passes for normal amateur use. Have a good evening, and thank you.
Lithium.